to another episode of That's Right. I'm your host, Chris Voss. All right, today we have Terry Gray. She's a trusted real estate advisor with Mile High Modern. Terry, thanks for being here.
Feels good to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. This will be good. So, is it a ridiculous idea for you to share a little bit about your journey and your business?
No, not at all. So my journey began right after high school when I joined the United States Navy. I was fortunate enough to be stationed with HC4 Black Stallions in Sigonella, Sicily, which is Helicopter Combat Support Squadron 4.
Wow.
So I traveled all over the Mediterranean and Middle East. And without a doubt, my time there has formed who I am today. So my parents instilled great ethics for sure. But while I was there, I learned a high level of integrity, dedication, and commitment. I eventually made my way back to Colorado, and I was an assistant to a mortgage lender. And I really appreciated learning the financial aspects of the real estate side of the business and all the intricacies that went with it. But I felt compelled to be on the real estate side. And I think as a people person, I was just looking for that one-on-one connection with my clients. So 19 years ago, I took the leap of faith and I started selling residential real estate. And I'm still extremely passionate about what I do today.
All right, today then, what are some common challenges the people you work with face?
I would say the common challenge is buying and selling homes is extremely emotional and stressful. There's a lot of different variables that come into play and a lot of unknowns that come into play. So you are having this major life event, significant financial purchase. And with the unknowns, it's important for me to be there and listen to them and support them and guide them through the process. And, you know, some of these situations could look like, what am I going to sell my house for? Am I going to find a home to move into, or am I going to have to do a double move? Am I going to find my dream home? There's just so many different variables and unknowns. So I feel grateful to have that opportunity to guide them through the process.
All right, very good. So what are some strategies that you use to understand your clients' needs?
So the strategies I use, I am fortunate enough to have learned from you. And the first one, most important one is active listening.
Huh?
I really have to ground myself, be present so I can hear what they're saying and pick up on any nonverbal cues. And then additionally, if I feel like there's more information, they're not giving me the whole story, I'll mirror. And that gives me a little bit more information to then label the situation, which for me is very powerful, because if I mislabel, whether intentionally or not, they're quick to correct me. And then at the end, I'll summarize the situation. That just gives me confidence to know that we're on the same page and that I can advise them from there.
All right, wonderful. So, is it a ridiculous idea for you to share a time when you navigated a difficult situation for yourself or for one of your clients using tactical empathy?
So I feel like I'm gonna answer this one in an interesting way, but it's the way I feel compelled to answer. So for myself, a little bit of over a month ago, I was in a situation that was emotionally painful. And my normal go-to would be to get angry for a lot of reasons, I'm sure, but more importantly, to give me the energy to just keep going and do what I need to do in my daily process. And for whatever reason, this time, I didn't get angry. And I gave it a few weeks. And then I tried to get angry. And that didn't work either. And I analyzed things and I was trying to figure out, like, why am I not doing my go-to? And I had this aha moment and I realized that what was happening is I was being empathetic towards myself. For me, this was extremely powerful, because about 5 years ago, I told people closest to me that I want to get to a point in my life where challenging situations for myself, painful situations for myself, that I didn't lead with anger. And so who knew that after practicing tactical empathy, that eventually it in turn would be turned on myself.
So you were there for yourself.
I was there for myself. I was probably even labeling myself.
That's beautiful. All right, so when you use tactical empathy and you make somebody else feel heard and understood, when they feel heard and understood, and then what you just said was a complete truth, they say, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah. So are you again sharing the time when you got a that's right moment, you got a that's right out of someone in your business, so the people that are watching this can get more of a feel for how this works in everyday life?
Yeah, absolutely. I had a situation recently. I was representing the sellers, and about a week being on the market, they informed me that they were going to go ahead and move to the other state, rent a furnished home, and start their life there. Fortunately, a couple weeks later, we got it under contract, and then came the inspection, right? So it's important to know what the buyer's side was. I later learned is they didn't need to sell their house in order to buy, so their house was not on the market. So they were in a good situation. The inspection items came, and they asked for items which the sellers felt were a bit unreasonable. They came back with a resolution they thought was reasonable for the buyers to accept, which they did not. In the end, the buyers really, they wanted what they wanted, and the sellers were extremely frustrated. And speaking with the husband, he was sharing a lot of his emotions and what he was feeling and thinking during the process. And so all I said to him was, it sounds like you feel like you're being taken advantage of, and the buyers are literally taking money out of your pocket. Almost immediately, he just said, that's right. I feel like I'm being taken advantage of. And then seconds later, he told me to draw up the resolution with their request.
Close. That's right. Led directly to a close.
It led directly to a close. And more importantly, it feels really good to know that they feel seen and heard.
Yeah. Very satisfying. So if someone wants to find out more about you or how to work with you, how do you want them to get in touch with you?
Yeah. The best way to find me is on my website, which is terrygrayrealestate.com.
So spell it out letter for letter.
TerryGrayRealestate.com.
Perfect. All right, Terry. You were amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you shared. I know that everybody who listens to this are going to get a lot out of it.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time. And I really am grateful to have come across your path. Thank you.
You're welcome.